doing what we can today to kind of bring your mind to the issue of home safety.
Rosie, we have a couple tips from listeners.
Okay.
So one of our listeners emailed us at info@rosieonthehouse.com and sent a picture of this OXO Good Grips 3-in-1 Avocado Slicer. So it's a pretty handy tool, and that's a good brand. They're well made. And it splits it, the avocado. It has a pitter, you know, a little thing that pits on it. It's all one piece, and it slices it into 7 perfect pieces and skins it too. So it's kind of a miracle tool. It looks like it's just $10 on Amazon.
Very good.
The
very
other
good.
Tip was from
a lot
our,
cheaper in stitches.
And
yes, emergency.
It's one of those funny things. Kitchen tools, you know, I don't like to overly crowd the kitchen, but there are some kitchen appliances that are just a one function use, like this mm-hmm. one for avocado. You know what it is? When I saw that, that's so stupid, I'll never buy that, but I love it, is the scissor that has like 6 blades so you can cut your green onions. So like instead of having a knife and cutting it once, you chop it with the scissors and you get like 6 green onion pieces at once instead of one. I use a ton of green onions. Silly scissors. One
there
of my
you
favorite.
Go.
Whatever works.
That's right.
It's hard not to overcrowd a kitchen with gadgets, that's for sure.
Well, the trick to gadgets is using them after you buy them, remembering you have them. But the other tip was from a texter, and he said, don't use a chainsaw on your thigh.
Amen.
Yeah, I know a young man who was hurt pretty bad this summer. He picked up a saw out of the garage and didn't lock it, and it went across his hand. So.
Did the person identify who was his name Matthew by chance?
Well, okay.
All right.
So we're talking
long story.
We're talking home safety issues here, and one of the things we do want to bring up, because when we visited with the doctor from the Tucson Medical Program, she says, you know, there are things homeowners need to know about when to go to the ER. It's there for a reason. And let me just cover a couple of these. Okay, if you can't control the bleeding, go to the ER. All right. Loss of consciousness means get them to the ER. If the injured person takes blood thinners, take them to the ER. If you have accidental ingestion, swallowing of something, always visit the ER. From falls resulting in an inability to walk, once you've fallen, you've become partially immobilized, go to the ER. Anytime you're worried about the injury to the eyes or the hands, anything causing severe long-lasting pain, any obvious deformity like bones sticking out of the skin, any loss of sensation or difficulty breathing. Now, these are all reasons you would consider going to the ER. And I know here in the beginning of the year, you've got your deductible all out in front of you on your health insurance policy. You don't want to use it. And so you're reluctant to go see it. But I tell you what, spending it on a thing like this would be well. Let me just say one more thing. If you see our blog and it's on home safety and hazards to avoid around your home, at the bottom of the page, related content, other blogs we've done, living safely in place, things you need to know. Can you afford to make room for your mom and dad at home? 12 low-cost aging in place ideas. DIY FAQs about asbestos. Aging in place resource guide. All available at rosieonthehouse.com.
Are you sending me subliminal messages here?
Yeah, get ready for us.
And I'm going to give everyone a suggestion that I myself don't even know. But you were talking about, you know, bleeding and stopping. Well, know your blood type. I have no idea what my blood type is. I should find out.
I
watched Black Hawk Down last night. That was what reminded me of it.
Oh.
First night I've ever been home at my house alone without anybody there since I've been married.
It was all
strangest thing.
Yeah,
watched war
yes,
movies.
And no need to go to the ER if you lost a wild card playoff game.
Hey, we've got a lot of follow up to do on questions we've received all week long about how to tackle projects around your home. And we're going to get to that in the next hour.